Pastor Laurie here this morning on Thursday, inviting you to enter with me into our Thursday morning prayer, as written by J. Philip Newell in his collection, Sounds of the Eternal. We begin with a verse from Psalm 50, verse 1. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the Mighty One speaks and summons the earth. Let us be still and aware of God's presence within and all around. With you as the source of life, O God, you are the beginning of all that is. From your life, the fire of the rising sun streams forth. You are the life flow of creation's rivers, the sap of blood in our veins, earth's fecundity, the fruiting of trees, creatures birthing, the conception of new thought, desire's origin. All these are of you, O God, and I am of you. You are the morning's freshness. For our scripture and meditation, 1 Psalm 63, 1. My soul thirsts for you, O God. And from Isaiah 58, 11. You shall be like a watered garden, like a deep spring whose waters never fail. Now our prayers of thanksgiving and intercession. That from my depths new life emerges. Thanks be to you, O God, that through my body and the bodies of men and women everywhere, heaven's creativity is born on earth. Children of eternity are conceived in time, and everlasting bonds of tenderness are forged amidst the hardness of life's struggles. Thanks be to you. That in my soul and in the soul of every human being, sacred hopes are hidden. Longings for what has never been are heard, and visions for earth's peace and prosperity are glimpsed. Thanks be to you. For those near to me who are in turmoil this day, and for every family in its brokenness, for the woundedness of my own life, and for every creature that is suffering, O God of all life, I pray. Let us now pray for the coming day and the life of the whole world. Now our closing prayer for this morning. In the gift of this new day, in the gift of the present moment, in the gift of time and eternity intertwined, let me be thankful, let me be attentive, let me be open to what has never happened before. In the gift of this new day, in the gift of the present moment, in the gift of time and eternity intertwined. Amen.